We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig
is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Listen, you guys, I almost called in sick to work so I could just watch this over and over and over again. It's like an early Christmas present for Office fans. They finally released the full version of Michael Scott's 24-minute movie, Threat Level Midnight.
I got a delivery for you. Leave it at reception. I'm supposed to deliver this one in person.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Michael Scarn. Michael Scarn and a little Billy Joel. It's available online. It's also available at Y98.com.
Oh, man, it looks hilarious. I guess they filmed it. I guess they did it years ago. And this never released it?
It's always
crazy.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I always wanted a full one. And, you know, the best part is as they're, like, Michael's out of the office and they're reading through the script that they found and he had changed everyone's names except he forgot to change Dwight.
Yeah.
It was a character and then all of a sudden it was Dwight. So great. Christmas movie or not? There are some movies that we watch every Christmas because it gets you in the holiday spirit. We talked about Gremlins yesterday. We talked about Die Hard. They both make this list of Christmassy movies that might not be Christmas movies. Die Hard was number 10. Gremlins was number 5. Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman is number 4. That is... what? The scene with all the naked people?
Whoa. Yeah, why is that Christmassy?
I don't know.
That soundtrack's one of my favorite Christmas albums. Just the two notes on the piano over and over.
Chronicles of Narnia came in 3rd. Trading Places 2nd. And Bridget Jones's Diary, number 1.
Hmm. I don't know.
We got a shout out with Meet Me in St. Louis at number 9.
Yeah.
This blew my mind this morning. There's sort of an argument on the morning show because this is one of my, you know, it's at the top of my Christmas playlist. The playlist that I have put together of favorite Christmas songs is actually the title of this song by Paul McCartney.
Well, okay, one more time.
Simply
there you go.
A wonderful Christmas time.
Tim tried to sabotage it because he's physically repulsed by this song.
No, it's,
what did you say last week about this?
It's not his best work.
Yeah, it's just, it's lazy. I mean, Paul notably would sit down and be like, I'm going to write a swimming pool. Like he would just, and on that one, he mailed it in. It's fine.
Paul McCartney said in a recent interview that years and years ago, he went into a studio and recorded an entire Christmas album that has never come out. He has the demo tape.
Oh, wow.
Which he takes out every Christmas and plays only for his family.
But you know what? This speaks to the power of fame, because if this were like your cousin Earl and he recorded some Christmas songs and he tried it out every Christmas, said, hey, everybody, time to listen to my Christmas album. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, because on occasion I break out some of the ones I've written in the past and we play. The Christmas Bruise, by the way, still a classic.
I rest my case.
But not suitable for air.
Yeah, you're not allowed to play that anymore. People
also
complain.
Cousin Earl plays clarinet. You can only listen to so much.
He's more of an oboist.
Yeah,
let's
fine.
Be honest.
What year did he do this, did we think? Because that depends heavily. And I'll be honest, if that, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, is the one he decided to put out, I can't imagine how bad the rest of it is. And he's my number one guy, so.
Oh, Grandpa Paul, we have to listen to this again?
I'd love to hear it.
It's expected to lead the box office with $40 to $50 million this weekend. Jumanji, The Next Level. The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Nick Jonas is back, and Karen Gillian. Danny DeVito is in this one. Awkwafina's a new character. And Danny Glover!
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was hesitant to watch the remake because I love the old Jumanji.
Right.
And
but the remake,
played that one for my kids.
So good.
But after, like, I've seen both of them, and the remake is so good.
Jack Black.
Jack Black is so great.
Not I mean, they're all really good.
Oh, but Jack Black, like, was so great. Also coming out this weekend, Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
I can't wait.
To be his best work.
Can't wait.
The movie Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Sam Rockwell, Kathy Bates, John Hamm, Olivia Wilde. We'll get to Olivia Wilde's character in just a second. But also coming out, Bombshell with the trifecta of awesomeness that is Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, and Charlize Theron, who, I mean, looks exactly like Megyn Kelly.
I'm really excited for that one, too.
Man, that's a lot of good movies this weekend.
I know. And Olivia Wilde, so there's some controversy about her character in the movie. It suggests she's a journalist, Kathy Scruggs, and it suggests that she had relations with an FBI source for information. She said that wasn't her intention to, like, suggest that in playing the character, and she doesn't know about the creative decisions that the filmmakers made, but we can't ask the real Kathy because she, sadly, died in 2001.
Oh.
But apparently some people are saying some sort of historical, if not inaccuracies, like liberties have been taken to make the story a little bit more. I mean, how do you need to make that story more interesting other than this guy, Richard Jewell, who people accused of being the bomber at the Atlanta Olympics?
I mean, a journalist sleeping with somebody for tips makes everything more interesting. So
yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. By the way, if you've been paying attention to Schmig all week, Schmig Schmackdown coming in about an hour, and you are playing.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Online at Y98.com, Sarah Jessica Parker shared a couple old Sex in the City photos that Sex in the City Instagram fan page posted. One of them from season 6, Carrie trying on a pair of shoes. And another one, season 4, Carrie walking through a club past a shirtless guy, both times played by Andy Cohen.
They were
friends even back then. They met when he was a producer on the CBS Morning Show back in the day. And so she was like reflecting on what their friendship has endured and how she never knew they would be such BFFs. Andy Cohen, by the way, is joining Quibi. That short-form streaming service where everything's going to be under 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's starring in a new animated series called The Andy Cohen Diaries. It's said to be the third installment of his books, The Andy Cohen Diaries and Superficial, More Adventures from The Andy Cohen Diaries. This is going to be like part 3.
Hmm.
Another St. Louisan in the Schmig, Niecy Nash, star of Reno 911. She's really funny. She's in the new Netflix series When They See Us. She and her husband announced in October that they were splitting. She has filed for divorce after 18 years of marriage. He was an electrical engineer. And their wedding was shown on TLC. And they said they still have a lot of love for each other. Present tense, they just realized they're better friends than spouses.
I didn't realize she was from here.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really interesting story, too. With her first husband and how she was like trying to work and raise her kids and break into acting at the same time.
Mm.
If you ever have time to do a deep dive on Niecy Nash's story, it's a good one. Let's talk about all these old shows that are doing live events, All in the Family, another episode, live in front of a studio audience next week. Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, Ellie Kemper, and Ike Barinholtz all returning as the Bunker family, but they'll be joined by Kevin Bacon, Jesse Eisenberg, and Justina Machado. She was supposed to play Florence, the Jeffersons' maid, on the last live special, but then Marla Gibbs showed up to surprise everybody. And then Good Times, they've announced their cast, Viola Davis, Andre Brower, Tiffany Haddish, and Jay Farrow.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really liked the last one quite a bit. I just thought it was different and cool, and Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, produced the whole thing. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. I think Jay Farrow, I assume, is going to be J.J. Walker, which I think will be
just
dynamite.
SNL, he was impersonation king. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, he has his first animated children's book out.
Oh, is that right?
Really? Yeah. And Jimmy Fallon's
done the same thing. What's an animated children's
book? Like a children's book.
Oh, just like
it's something about a duck or something. Okay. Everything old is new again. Not only do you have Good Times and All in the Family, but National Lampoon's Vacation is coming back as a series on HBO Max, and it's going to be produced by Rusty. Johnny Galecki is behind this. He played Rusty in Christmas Vacation. Going to be a half hour called The Griswolds, and it'll follow the family as they live their life in Chicago.
Who's going to be Clark? I mean, that's a...
No casting information yet. But Johnny Galecki, I feel like that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, because he's Johnny Galecki.
I don't know. As opposed to, like...
I mean, anyone who was anywhere near the orbit of Big Bang Theory, you got to assume that they know their way around television.
Okay. Michael Scott on The Office.
Is he involved in Young Sheldon or no? Was he, was it?
I don't think so.
Jim Parsons is.
Yep.
Michael Scott wrote a movie script on The Office for his Michael Scarn, Agent Michael Scarn in Threat Level Midnight. They finally released a full version online. It's 25 minutes. We're thinking that it was meant to be an Office episode and it just never made it to air. But full episode. Go watch that. Happy early holiday for you. Love Actually, one of my favorite holiday films. Lance is too. And Hugh Grant's crabbing about his famous scene in Love Actually, where as the prime minister, he does the dance to the Pointer Sisters. He said that the day they were, he kept putting off rehearsing, and he didn't want to do it. Most watched music videos of the decade on YouTube. We're going to do the top five. You can take a little guess here, okay? Starting with number five, it was a one-hit wonder, and it just overtook everything. Thank God it's not number one on the decade list.
Open Gangnam Style. Yeah.
Gangnam Style. Sorry, Psy. I think he thought he was going to be a two-hit wonder at least, and he wasn't. Up next.
Do you remember the first time you saw that video?
Yeah. I was like, really? This isn't going to be anything.
I just thought it was just some random thing on the internet that someone, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any idea that it would become the cultural
phenomenal
touchstone that it did. Yeah.
Number four, everyone attributes it to Bruno Mars, but actually it was a Mark Ronson song, Uptown Funk.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
That's my favorite version, the Traffic Bed mix.
I agree. Ronson was at his best.
It's a 198 exclusive.
Wiz Khalifa, See You Again came in at number three. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, number two. And number one, so many of these were like made famous by somebody else. Like Charlie Puth was on Wiz Khalifa's song. Bruno Mars was on Mark Ronson's song. And I think this song was already big, but it was made bigger when they remixed it with The Biebs.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
That's Entertainment Schmig. By the way, movies...
I don't know if it's the accent. I can't understand a word he says in that song.
In the 640 Schmig, we talked about Jumanji, Uncut Gems, Richard Jewell, and Bombshell, all the movies coming out this weekend. You can hear more about that in podcast form on our website, Y98.com, radio.com app, and wherever you download your podcasts. But Lance Hildebrand right now with a look at traffic.
Well, we're coming up on the two-hour mark now. We're about an hour and 45 minutes into dealing with this crash.
In the day, celebrity birthdays. There's a lot to go over today. Okay, let's start with Phil Collins. 34 years ago, this is not a birthday, he made his acting debut on an episode of Miami Vice.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. He was a game show host. Life is a Rat Race, if I remember it correctly. Because I remember watching that because I remember like, oh my gosh, he's going to have Phil Collins. That was the coolest thing about Miami Vice. They had all those guys from music videos on that show.
This is a big day for my husband. I'm surprised he didn't take the day off work. 34 years ago today, Clue the movie came out.
Oh, wow.
Three different endings. Ryan Reynolds remaking it with Jason Bateman. My husband's very excited. Christmas came a little early for him this year. 23 years ago, still solid, still on people's lists, Jerry Maguire came out.
Oh, man. Yep. It's in there. It's up there for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe top five.
Yeah. And sadly, 3 years ago, Alan Thicke, Mr. Seaver from Growing Pains, Dr. Seaver, died of a heart attack at the age of 69. He had just come off of the ice playing like a celebrity hockey game.
Yeah.
All right.
Now remember that? All the Hollywood psychic guy was, they talked to him or I don't know. There was a lot. There was a lot going on. It really affected me.
Okay, celebrity birthdays, as you know, it's Taylor Swift's birthday. She turns 30, which we already talked about this morning. Rolling Stone ranked all of her songs, all 153, and dead last, they say the worst song, worse than her version of Santa Baby, which, if you didn't like that song already, no offense, Taylor. Bad Blood, they say, is her worst song ever.
Really? I disagree.
I think Rolling Stone just wanted me to click on it to see, you know, the rest of the list. And it worked. Mm. You win. You win, Rolling Stone. Sharing a birthday and year with Taylor is Katherine Schwarzenegger. She's 30. How old is, it looks like, Katie Holmes' former boyfriend, secret boyfriend, Jamie Foxx? Mm.
53.
I like that. Dare I say 52.
Yep, you got it. All right, this one's for Lance. From the time.
Mo Day?
Yep, Morris Day. Jungle Love.
Morris Day.
Morris Day and the Time. Were they in the Purple Rain movie?
Oh, yeah.
With Prince?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big role in that. Let's see.
They played at Ballpark Village not too long ago.
Do a little bit of math. I'm going to say Morris Day somewhere about 62.
Yeah.
Nailed it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Say I'm going to show ya. Jungle Love. And finally, let's play a little Dead or Alive for all you St. Louis Trivia Night fans. What?
I thought you meant the band.
Nope.
I thought we were going to hear, you spin me around, round, baby.
I thought we were going to hear Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive.
That too.
Nope. No, for some of the older birthdays, you're going to have to guess if they're dead or alive.
Okay.
He played Captain Von Trapp.
Alive.
Yeah.
In The Sound of Music. Christopher Plummer.
Gosh, what is he now?
He's 90.
Oh, wow.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Alive.
Alive. 94?
He's 94, Kevin.
Wow.
Bert, not only in Mary Poppins, but he also stars in Mary Poppins Returns, spoiler alert, as the chairman of the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But his best work was in Diagnosis Murder.
Happy birthday if you're selling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.